Okay, it is 6:30, so we'll go ahead and get started. So I'd like to call the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board into session. This is our October 10th, 2024 meeting. It is 6:30 p.m. And we are now going to do our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alrighty. And now we'll do roll call. We'll start here at the end.
Paul Thomas.
Sandra Cosgrove.
Jill Leva.
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner Sagerblum's office.
Brady Bernard, Comprehensive Planning.
Okay, and we do have quorum. Next item on the agenda is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period at the end of the meeting. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, and clearly state your name and your address, and then spell your last name for the record.
My name is Al Rojas, spelled R-O-J-A-S. I live at 2095 Homestake Mine Court, and it just applies generally to all of the items I might ask when it comes up for discussion, where the address or where the general location is. So I just want to warn people that I'm not being a nuisance. I just want to know more or less where it's at.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? All right, then we'll go ahead and close public comment. Moving on to the next agenda item, we have the minutes for the September 26, 2024 meeting for possible action. Do we have any recommendations to edit or amend the minutes? Okay, seeing none, do I have a motion to approve and accept the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So the minutes from the September 26, 2024 meeting are approved. I now need a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting, October 10th, 2024. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Are there any amendments or anything that needs to be held in abeyance? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, so we have approval of our agenda items. Now we are going to move over to the items for action tonight.
Informational items.
Do we have informational items? I'm sorry.
No informational items.
Nothing? Okay. Okay. So the first item up for a hearing is number UC240372, Cannon Properties LLC. This is use permits for the following: outside storage and outside vehicle sales, design review for a proposed outside storage yard and vehicle sales in conjunction with an existing commercial building on 2.04 acres in a commercial general zone within the airport environs, AE80 and APZ1 overlay, generally located on the west side of Nellis Boulevard, approximately 175 feet south of Cheyenne Avenue, within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Come up front. So if you want to put what you have down here, and then that way it will come up here, okay, and then everybody can see.
Okay, so this is the proposed.
Let's make sure we get to, there we go.
Yes.
There we go. Okay.
Okay, so this is the parking lot where it.
Your name and address.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. Hilda Espadas, 1027 South Rainbow Boulevard, number 162.
Okay, go ahead.
So this is the whole parcel where it's going to be, and this is the actual setup. This is where the trailers will be stored, but not like for a lot of days. It's just overnight, so people can, you know, drivers can, you know, park safely and then go and eat or do whatever, you know, they need to do, and then go and pick up their trailer and drive away.
Okay. So this is a public hearing. Would anybody like to speak on this item?
Yeah, I have a quick couple of questions.
Okay, then come on up. And if you would like to just sit up right here while he asks us. Go ahead and state your name for the record for this one.
My name is Al Rojas. I live at 2095 Home St. Mike Court. So you want to do a storage and sell cars, is that right?
Go ahead and just ask us.
Okay.
So you want to know what?
She wants to do a storage and sell, have a place to sell cars. Is that correct?
According to the application,
yeah.
Yes.
And so where would be the storage? And this is where they'll sell the cars right here? Where would they park the cars to be sold?
Okay, so you want to know where the cars that are going to be sold would be?
Yeah, okay. Where they would be, how would they would be displayed, and things of that.
Okay, so if you want to sit down, if you want to come over, then you can answer his questions.
Yes. This is for the storage only, and
okay.
The cars will be here. Right here.
Right there?
Yes, so it's this here and here.
Okay, and then over on the other side, that's where the trailers would
this
be?
This is just for the trailers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anyone else? All right, then we'll close the public part of the hearing. Board members, do you have any questions?
So, the property is pretty much right underneath where the airplanes fly, taken off from the runway, so I think it's a good use for the area.
For that, okay. Paul?
And that's the trailer park, that was one of our other board meetings.
Excuse me?
The trailer park, the parking for the trailers,
uh-huh.
That was another agenda we had.
Yeah. Have you been to the board before for with this agenda item?
No.
I know we've had something similar.
It was right in that area.
Yeah, but I think this is a different. This is the first time you've been here.
This is my first time.
Okay, so this isn't the same. It's a different one. Okay.
All right, that's all.
Okay. All right, so the recommendation is for approval, so I think we approve. Okay. All right, you're approved.
Thank you.
All righty. All right, so let's move down to the next agenda item. So next on the agenda is number WS240479, Church LDS Presiding Bishop, waiver of development standards to eliminate street landscaping, design review to allow single-family residential access to a collector street on a portion of the 3.69 acres in a residential single-family 5.2 zone, and an RS20, which is residential single-family 20 zone. Generally located on the north side of Harris Avenue and the west side of Christie Lane within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant here? Come on up.
Jerry DeBronco, 2251 North Rampart Boulevard, here on behalf of the applicant.
Okay.
What's your name?
DeBlanco.
Okay.
This is all one parcel, and the applicant wants to buy this piece of the whole parcel. This is vacant land right now, and there's no access from the vacant land to the developed parcel. So in doing so, the only way he can get access to this property is if you give him approval to access from the road, just like all the other houses are along that.
Okay. Okay, this is a public hearing. Would anybody like to comment on this agenda item? All right, seeing no one, I'm gonna close that part of the agenda. Board members, do you have questions?
I drive by this all the time, and I see that, and I wonder, what are they ever going to do with that little strip of land? So what is he planning to do with it? He's going to divide it in half and then have a driveway.
Well, I don't know that he's going to divide it. That we're doing the map, and we're not showing a division. We're just showing it all as one lot.
Okay, so he just wants to have a driveway from the street to
the property.
To the property.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, very good. All right, so the staff recommendation is for approval. So do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, if you want to take that. All right, we're speeding along. Let's get down to the next agenda item. All right, going on to the next agenda item. It is number ET24400101, UC220403, J&R Properties, Las Vegas, LLC. This is for a use permit, first extension of time for the following. Allow trailer, recreational vehicle, and watercraft vehicle wash in an IL zone. Allow trailer, recreational vehicle, and watercraft vehicle wash in the airport environs of APZ2 overlay. Reduce separation from residential use. And 4, waive screening of outside storage area. There's also waivers of development standards for the following: reduce gate setback, alternative landscaping, eliminate trash enclosure, security fence location, and commercial driveway standards. There's also a design review for modification to an existing mini warehouse facility with outside storage of vehicles and vehicle wash on 2.7 acres in an industrial light zone within the Airport Evron's AE65 APZ2 overlay. This is generally located on the north side of Judson Avenue, 400 feet of west of Nellis Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant ready?
Yes.
Okay.
My name is Blaine. Last name Soule, S-O-U-L-E. I'm with Dwyer Engineering. I'm representing the applicant of Flying O.
Okay.
Which, let me go ahead. So this is for an extension of time. For the past 2 years, this has been approved by the town board and by the Board of County Commissioners.
Okay.
So this is how it looks now. Our client has this property right here. He just is going to pave this area with all brand new pavement and store vehicles that are similar to what you see here, but with the idea that it will be lit and it will be with the air quality that is required for this type of storage. So the air quality requires him to pave all this.
Okay.
Right here, it's hard to see, so I'll put up this. This is his neighbor.
Okay.
The extension of time is simply because there is a public access easement and public utility easement through here. And this property owner just sold. And in order for him to develop this, there needs to be an easement agreement signed by both properties.
Okay.
So because he's brand new owner, he has to work with him and communicate with him his intent in order to get him to sign. So we're asked for an extension of time so we can have time to get his signature. And it will ultimately look like this. It'll be a paved, brand new cul-de-sac bulb for emergency vehicle access to both properties, as well as utility, sewer and water to both properties. So both will benefit, but the extension of time is because of this odd timing in which this property's been sold to a new owner.
Okay.
And that's why I'm requesting the extension of time.
Okay. So this is a public hearing. Does anyone want to speak on this agenda item? All right, seeing no one, I'll go ahead and close the public comment period. Board members, any questions? All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. There you go.
Thank you very much.
All right, and to our next agenda item. The next agenda item is UC240491. Bud Hay, it's Nand Harm, Inc. Use permit for a place of worship. Waivers of development standards for the following: reduce street landscaping, reduce parking lot landscaping, buffering and screening, modify residential adjacency standards, driveway geometrics, and allow attached sidewalks. Design review for a place of worship on 2.17 acres in a residential single family zone 20. Generally located on the north side of Kell Lane and the east side of Betty Lane within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant here?
Yeah. Okay. Jason Bush, Bush Construction, here on behalf of the applicant.
Okay.
So this project was previously approved and the use permit expired. And then we've been working with Brady for quite a long time, bringing this up as close as we possibly can to the new code. So this is kind of where we're at now. But basically the building is pretty much done, except for the flooring and like the bathroom fixtures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Without the use permit, we were not able to get our off-site permit for the curb and gutter, street, utilities, all that stuff.
Okay.
So the building is done, the parking lot is down. That's kind of where we're at this point.
Okay. So this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to speak on this agenda item? Do you want to come up? Do you want to just sit like right here in the front and we'll let her come?
I can just stay right there.
Okay, okay.
Mary Ann Deem, D as a dog, D-E-M as a Mary, 1730 Betty Lane. My question is, I know you guys have been building this for
sure.
a long time.
Just go ahead. We have to kind of do it official.
I've been building it for a long time, and when I seen this come up, I'm kind of concerned about the sidewalks, where you want the sidewalks on, like if it was on the street. Is that what you're talking about?
So it basically does what everything else does over there.
Mm-hmm.
So the new waiver wants detached sidewalks, which no one has detached sidewalks
yes,
over there.
Yes, exactly.
So it's going to be the same as everything else that's over there. That's how it was approved originally.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the thing is, the parking lot's down. They've got their wall there, so
mm-hmm. yes.
it would screw everything up to you know shift the sidewalks back. You know.
Mm-hmm. So basically, this is their wall, and they want to put the sidewalk on. Here's the road, and they want to put the sidewalks there.
Yeah, it lines up with exactly what the school has over there. You know, there.
Oh, okay.
No one has detached sidewalks over there.
Yeah, I'm for it, only because. I have issues with the school, the charter school that's there.
Okay.
And the other school, the Mountain View, those kids have to walk in the street because the charter school parks in the county right away. If you put a sidewalk there, they're not going to be able to park there now.
Okay.
So I want the sidewalk.
Yeah,
with the clarification.
There's a little bit of the street that gets, that you know, we'll be paving that basically from the center line over, so the street will actually get bigger.
Okay.
And then a sidewalk also.
Oh, okay,
But they should not be,
Because they block the traffic
that,
and the other kids
they
at the Mountain View Elementary have to walk in the street to get to school because the other parents from the other school are parked in the county
right. Yeah, even if they're going to do that, come and park over here, not like on the...
Anyway. Well, they do anyway.
Okay. So that was your concern was with
that,
the sidewalk.
That too, and then you're talking about you're going to put big trees up to make a barrier?
So, yeah, all of these trees... Here, I can go to the landscape.
Yeah, if you want to sit right here, and then that way we can get him on record with this. Okay.
So
this is your landscaping
schematic?
Yeah,
all of these trees here are existing.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
And then we're adding a bunch across here and here.
On Kell and...
Yeah, and well, this just divides from the other property.
Oh, the other property
here.
Behind
yeah.
it. Okay, yeah.
And then we've got tons, you know, lots of landscape trees for the parking lot. And we've switched to all the most energy efficient, you know, water trees that we could use.
Yeah.
So we've gone
as... Pine trees.
Well, the pine trees are here, and those are just, you know, they're nice and big, so they don't want to rip them out. But the rest of these are the AZT thornless, which, they're not mesquites, but they use very, very little water. That's one of the things that the new code wanted. You know, a couple other things the new code wanted that we're doing is a bike rack here with a charger. What's some other things that the new code wanted? There's some other things that, like, they wanted a reflective roof. We have a metal roof, so we've got all of our energy points.
So how about, is there anyone else that wants to do public comment? Would you like to come up? And then that way the board can start asking questions as well.
Yeah, Lauren Graves, 1730 Betty Lane.
Okay.
And I like the idea that you're going to be using some trees and that you're going to put a sidewalk there, even though it's established horse property. The school was more of a nuisance by parallel parking and U-turners. At first I was against it, but now I'm more for it. But still, that area is too congested, and then that one corner is an offset street. So when it's being offset, then you've got that area here.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's going to be paved all the way.
Here.
Yeah, all the way down.
Okay.
With the sidewalk.
So what's your flavor?
I'm for it. Yes,
you're for it. Okay.
Yes,
let's go ahead and let the board ask questions now. If you want to go ahead and sit down.
Come on, I want to ask him a question.
Oh, you want to ask him a question? I'm sorry. I thought we were going to go with the developer.
Yes.
Okay. Are you happy with the fencing that you have there?
The fencing that's there, the wall that they built is starting to shift. I could see a shadow on one of the joints. The buffered zone.
Where are you? Are you here?
No, I'm on Betty Lane. I'm next to the charter school.
Oh, okay.
So I'm over here.
No.
And the buffered zone.
Okay.
They planted Texas mountain laurels and they're all dead. There's no buffer zone. There's no standard of care. Them kids scream at the top of their lungs, and so that the children that are there are getting exposed to noise pollution. I try to work on my projects outside, and it causes me a lot of stress.
Okay.
You know, but the thing of it is I'm for it because it's going to make it harder on the school, and I think there needs to be charter school oversight.
Okay,
honey. Okay. There needs to be
the board will get this on record.
For this, thank you.
Thank you.
You guys want to see elevations of the building or anything?
Is there anyone else that wants to do public comment? All right, then we'll go ahead and close that and open up to the board.
We're married.
Yeah.
Board. Okay. So we'll go ahead and open up to the board to ask questions now. Paul, did you want to start? Okay.
I've got a question about you were building it to the last code requirements, right? Everything is done, the fence is done, everything is done, driveway?
All the parking is done. I mean, the building is I don't remember which code we were under for the actual building, but this was... The use permit, I think, started in 2015 before we were involved with the project, and then the last time it was approved, I believe, was 2017. So we've done as much as we can to bring it to the current code. Like I said, I've worked with Brady for, you know, well over a year trying to figure out everything that we can possibly do that doesn't, you know, destroy everything that's done.
Because they're writing up every little...
They are.
Yeah. And you're 1 foot off on the fence gate width, and you're 2 inches off on this.
Yeah. It was a challenge.
So that was the whole code is the difference between what they're writing up here and what you're...
Yeah, I mean, we've done a lot more. You know, like I said, everything that we could do that wasn't catastrophic, we did. You know, and there's just some of these little things that, you know, a foot here, you know, the detached sidewalk, you know, everyone is attached over there. So, you know, that would have messed up the parking lot and all their fencing and all of those stuff.
Okay, well, thank you. I think I agree with the neighbors, and the problem with the code, I agree that we should have a nice sidewalk setback. All the other big cities have it, you know, and it's always a nice little green strip. That's great, except... For 100 years, they never had that.
They didn't do it.
And so now you got a lot of neighborhoods, and this is a classic case, the neighbors pointed it out, where it's going to screw up
everything else. Yeah.
So I think we should just allow it.
Go ahead and do an approve.
Allow that. And also, they're 1% off on this, and they're 1% off on that.
It's a lot of little.
Yeah, nitpicky stuff. And I know the code is better because it's newer, but guess what? They built it.
Right.
Last year's code. You know,
right.
So I think I'm going to vote for this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you want to make the motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. You're approved.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thank you for coming. We always like to hear from the neighbors, so it helps us. Okay. Well, that is our last agenda item. So we are now going to go to general business. Do we have any general business?
Yes, Chair. The first one is to remind that appointments for the town board like this one are, the applications for appointments are available until November 14th at 5:30 at November unless submitted theirs. We haven't received it. Liaisons haven't received it, but...
Where is the application located?
It's on the town board website.
It's on the website?
I can email it to you guys.
Okay. That would be hugely helpful. Thank you.
And that term will be for 2 years, beginning in January of 2025.
Okay.
And then the next general item, general business, sorry, is the budget request. And we are submitting input. I went last meeting, or 2 meetings ago, I went over what we had. I can review what I have if you would like.
Okay.
So... as a reminder, thanks to Alan, it reminded me that to look up the substation. It went out to bid, it closed, and they have bids.
Excellent.
So I think they're just going to going to award the bid, that is Metro. So that is in response to the request for RPM to put in cameras or safety measures at Hollywood, Family Lewis, Cesar Chavez, and MLK Park. We can continue to have that on the list.
Okay.
The next thing is a list released from Stewart to Washington. It is not on our list, and but it is rated in poor condition, so I can tell them that the town board requests that as well.
Okay.
Bonanza to Charleston, that is on our 10-year capital improvement list, so hopefully it'll be in design in the next 2 to 3 years. Washington from Hollywood to Nellis, that will start construction in the next 6 months. So it's on our 105 list, so Clark County's currently been into project, and so depends if they, we allow each block to go be constructed within 150 days, so we anticipate construction starting in the next 6 months.
Excellent.
Nellis from Lake Mead to Bonanza, and NDOT did that one. It was under construction when we did the requests last year. El Dorado High School roads around, they're all done. Carry from county all the way east, it's 60% design, and Nellis to Tuyabe is currently under construction. So hopefully that'll be the next, off the next list. And then flood control measures, I reached out to the flood control, and the current Jim McGoy detention basin is going to help with the localized flooding on Fog and Bonanza, the intersection, and the intersection of Fog and Vistie. So that's going to take like a year and a half to a year and a half to be completed.
Okay.
And then bike lanes, these are for future bike trail on Owens, if it if we do reconstruction, and then divide bike trail all the way down from Hollywood, if we do reconstruction of Hollywood, and then bike lanes on Los Feliz when it goes through. That's the only one that I don't know if we can do because that is a local street. We might not do the same as we do on Hollywood, but we put in the request to do like a side bike lane.
Okay, which one is that?
Los Feliz.
Los Feliz if it connects, yeah.
Okay.
And I did say, administrative services said that no, you guys cannot have budget, but I can ask for it again. And then street sweepers, we've asked for those again.
Thank you for the report.
Yeah, those are good updates.
So I'll submit it.
One question, the retention basin, is that the one that's up on Owens and Los Feliz?
Yeah.
When is that projected to be finished?
In about a year.
About a year?
Yeah, it takes a surprisingly long time for retention basins.
Yeah.
Now they're putting the drainage, I'm sorry, yes, they're putting the drainage down across Hollywood. Is that what that, why all that construction on Hollywood is there?
I'll double check.
It looks like they're putting in this huge piping or something down here.
Okay, I'll double check. It's probably from the station project because they have to connect it to the downstream. But I'll check it on my time.
One more question. Hollywood, the extension to Henderson, how's that going?
So they did a groundbreaking. They're doing the Galleria to Wetlands right now. So that's under construction. So it's in multiple phases. And then last I heard, they were still doing environmentals on the bridge to build the bridge. But I'll check on that. So okay. That would be the last step, the bridge connecting it.
Great.
So if you guys are okay, unless you want to add something else or the public wants to add something else, you can, we need a vote.
To accept the items, okay. So I need a motion to accept the items that we just heard.
I did have one question.
Oh, do you have a question? Okay, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, on the Hollywood extension and everything, and especially for the parts of Hollywood, you make sure that there's good traffic control, red lights and things like that, and especially at some of the main arteries over there, like Desert Inn and Vegas Valley.
Yeah, so those will probably have street lights. I'll make sure to put that in. I know
traffic lights.
Yeah. We will have our new traffic safety engineer who has been on board in the past 3 years. So he provides a lot of impact to these regional large capital projects. So I'll make sure.
And one thing for your information, stop signs do slow people down. They do. Because they got to stop regardless whether it's red or green.
Yeah.
So that does slow people down, slow traffic down. but traffic lights are good for congestion on good intersections, because that allows people to make their turns and stuff safely, not somebody driving in front of them all the time.
And the Vegas Valley and Hollywood light is coming up. It already went to bid, so we do a bid package. Like, just so you know, we bid about 50 lights at a time all over Clark County because it's cheaper that way. So while the project might be in progress, it doesn't, like, you'll see a lot of action, a lot of construction, and then they won't do anything for 2 months. It's because they're doing all the setup for the poles all over, and then
they'll come back.
Yeah,
okay.
When you open Desert Inn, I see a lot more traffic now.
Yeah.
Valley.
Yeah.
It's getting a lot more dangerous now to do things at that intersection.
Yeah, and Los Feliz, we're under design for the bridge at, not Los Feliz, to connect Sloan over the Wash. On the other side by the golf course, just next to the golf course on Vegas Valley.
Sloan?
Yeah, so you know Sloan Dead End in that neighborhood?
Yeah.
We're under design to connect it to the new development with a bridge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
That's all? Okay.
That's all.
All right, so we just need a motion to accept the budget request items that we just heard. Motion. All in favor say aye. Aye. All right. We will now move on to the second comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Within our jurisdiction, no vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, spell your last name, and go ahead.
Yeah, okay. My name's Al Rojas. Mm-hmm. I live at 2095 Homestead, Mine Court. I wanted to talk a little bit about the speed limits. On Mount Hood and going down Hollywood Boulevard, I think one of the problems is there's not enough speed limit signs. And from Mount Hood, when you go from Cary to Lake Mead Boulevard, it's a different speed than it is from Mount Hood to like Bonanza.
Mm-hmm.
It goes down by 10, and there's just not enough. I think that's one of the reasons why people are speeding. So that's just that. So that off that, that's just a comment. I want to thank the commissioners for the National Night Out, for bringing the policemen out. And I had two very positive things. You know, I'm more about community safety, mm-hmm. bringing crime down in our community. I talked to the captain. I told him that, you know, he understands the importance of kids reading. Kids that can't read by the third grade drop out. They get into jails, they get into gangs, and 60% of the people in prisons don't have a high school education. So reading is really important. So they're open to having a help us promote reading by third grade,
yeah.
a program. So they're open to that.
Okay.
And so at least the captain from Southeast Area Command. And then I talked to Ms. Kirkpatrick. I'm recommending that we get a library at Sunrise, next to Sunrise High School, so we can get kids to read. Now, there's three schools. There's an elementary.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a perfect location. This may sound like a stretch. This may sound like a pipe dream, but Oscar De La Hoya is in our area now. And he donated like $20,000 to education. I think he cares about education.
Right.
And I hope, I'd like to get a library dedicated to Oscar there. He might do a boxing event down there and help fund it. You know, the people over in Henderson, they got a special funding for preschools.
Right.
From, that's not part of CCSD. So that's the thing. And then the other thing, I talked to Kirkpatrick during the National Night Out. She said to give her a call. I know she gave us her number at one time. I never wrote it down, and I don't know how to get a hold of it. I mean, if she wants me to call her, I would love to have somebody send me her number.
Okay.
So can I at least text her and let her know? Because I don't think she's on social media enough. She gets on there once in a while.
All right, right, right. We can probably find out who her liaison is.
Yeah, I have her card for her executive.
I'm sorry, was that again?
I'll give you her card for her executive assistant.
Okay, that's
okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Al.
That's it.
Anybody else want to step up?
My name's Cody Stover. That's S-T-O-V-E-R. I'm with the RTC. I just wanted to give a quick update on the Nellis Air Force Base transportation study. I was actually here around this time last year for phase one, And this is kind of what we learned after speaking with about 1,000 people who live and work in the area. It's basically things like the sidewalks or lack of sidewalks, lack of bike lanes or bicycle infrastructure, even charging stations for electric bikes. And these were the main ones, Las Vegas Boulevard and Craig Road were the areas of concern. There was also traffic concerns with major congestion hotspots along these roads as well. And then of course also more transit needs. There's some areas that people are saying there's just no bus stops where we need them, or there needs to be increased service. So those are things that we're focused on. Well, now we're in phase two and we need the community's input as well. And I'm hoping you all could help if you have any kind of newsletters or just word of mouth, talk to your friends, neighbors, colleagues that may live in the area. The best way to do this is we have another survey going on about the recommendations. Scan that QR code or go to rtcsnv.com/Nellis.
Okay.
And that you can learn everything about the study there. Take the survey. And there is an incentive to win weekly gift card drawings and Vegas Golden Knights tickets. We're doing it for about 4 weeks. If you don't win the first week, you're still entered for the following 3 weeks, so you have a chance to win. So I appreciate your time, and I won't take any more of it, and your support.
Have you talked with the CSN North Las Vegas campus about possibly getting this out to the students?
That is a great idea. We'll definitely
do that. That's where I work, and yeah, there's a lot of students that live in this area.
That's good to know. I know that they are on our community working group, so we'll be sure that maybe they'll be able to send that out for
sure. Awesome.
How is your ridership on buses up in this area, like from Hollywood West?
That I don't know off the top of my head. To be honest, we can get that to you for sure. I'll talk with my colleagues at the RTC to make sure. Any other questions?
If you have the volume, that you would need to improve the service, the additional bus routes and whatnot. Do you have the ridership for that?
For sure, because that's one of the main areas that we heard was around the Air Force Base.
Yeah.
Actually, there was complaints about it not being able to like turn around like different buses and everything. And there's people out there. We hear all the time from people needing more service, more stops, everything like that. One of the other things that they're trying to do is create like a bridge across the two sides of the Air Force Base, so that makes it easy for people who are living on base to get from one side to go to the hospital on the other or whatever. So it's all encompassing, really. So this study.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so
much.
Thank you.
Anyone else? All right. Seeing none. Our next meeting date is November 14th, 2024, and we are in adjournment.